Tantor Audio presents Eternal Flame by Cynthia Eden. Narrated by Tanya Eby. Chapter 1. It was a damn sorry night to die, but then Zane Winter didn't plan on dying. Killing, yeah, that was a possibility, but not dying. Fire exploded in the night. A white-hot mountain of flames burned right through the roof of the old three-story antebellum house on Francis Street and shot toward the sky, its greedy claws a bright orange in the darkness.
"Son of a bitch!"
The breath of the flames scorched Zane's skin. This was supposed to have been an easy collar. Go in, knock out the demon waiting inside, claim his bounty. A simple night's work for a night watch hunter. After the collar, he'd planned to get a beer, and maybe a fuck. He took off his jacket and tossed it onto the ground. No sense getting ash on it. A scream burst from inside the house. He stilled at the sound because that was a woman's scream, and his prey was male.
Victim inside.
Not just the killer he wanted, but maybe an innocent trapped in that inferno, too. Shit. It really was a piss-poor night. He took a breath, squared his shoulders, and knew that he had to go into that damn house. Sometimes it just sucked to be him. Zane raced forward even as the windows of the antebellum exploded, sending glass raining down on him. One kick and he knocked down the front door. Smoke rose, a thick gray fog. The flames crackled, and the house fell around him.
Jacobson!
He yelled the bastard's name, Henry Jacobson, a demon who'd been hunting and killing for the vampires and Baton.